This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Songs with silly long songs. What's wrong with that? Nothing. I need to know.
Here I go
again. All right, so Valentine's month. Yep. Say I love you, Jay, and take it the right way.
Yeah, I love you too.
I do. Yeah. I even love James. That's a stretch.
I love James.
Yeah.
Love's in the
You're
air.
Not getting a Valentine's Day present for me, though, pal.
You know what? I could deal.
Yes, you can. All right, 7 and change after the hour. This is a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Donald Trump says, dun-dun-dun-dun, I'm bigger than Taylor Swift. Okay, so
just in case anybody needed to know.
Right. Yep, that's it. I don't know where to go with this after that, frankly. Banga banga. All right. Yeah, Taylor Swift is the biggest star on the planet. Anybody got any questions about that?
At this moment in time, you know the name.
Yep. She's a billionaire. She fills stadiums all around the world. I don't know anybody. Why would anybody not like her? I find nothing about her that's unlikable, at least in my circle, in my realm, the way I think. She's kind of a cute kid. And she's very smart, great business person. What's not to like? She's a good singer, entertainer, and she's got a love affair. Would you call it a love affair? You think that's what's going on with Kelsey? Is that
it's a relationship.
Yeah, okay, let's call it that. Right. So anyway, I don't know. I find that she is a unifier. And I'm guessing that we don't really know, and she's probably smart enough not to attach herself to either party or either candidate or anybody like that, because people who are in that business, I mean, Ed McMahon taught me that lesson, and I don't know why I always say this when I drop his name. He and I were great friends for the last 10, 12 years of his life. I would talk to him sometimes almost every day about stuff going on. We had a couple of things that we worked on together, but he said to me once, I think it may have been on the air, because he was on the air with me all the time. Nobody ever knew his politics. Richard Nixon asked him to put together his inaugural, the second inauguration when Nixon was reelected. He asked Ed McMahon to not only be the MC, but to get the talent, put the show together. And Ed looked at me and he said, Nixon didn't know what my politics were. And you never really knew what Johnny's politics were either. Because they were smart. Ed's, the way he put it, he said, I want to sell Alpo to everybody. And anybody who watched The Tonight Show knew how much Alpo was on there. That man, that was a big mainstay advertiser, millions of dollars. And Ed had a great time with it. And he was smart, right? If you knew what his politics, some people would say, you know, excuse me, look what happens with MyPillow. This is the guy who's connected to Trump, and so people don't want to buy his pillows. Well, that's his choice to make, but I would rather just sell the pillows and not talk about the politics behind whatever motivates the owner. That's his business. If they've got a lot of people making pillows, then they're good pillows, and let's sell the pillows.
A lot of people. It's an American-made company.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Why can't we just take politics out of things sometimes?
Yeah. So, meanwhile, back to Donald Trump saying he's bigger than Taylor Swift. Is that because he's insecure? Do you think he's really... I wonder if he's really... If he does the stuff that he does, he says what he does, and the reasons behind him making fun of Nikki Haley's breasts.
Well, yeah. Think about...
Is that just insecurity?
Well, think about people who have really big egos. It typically comes from a place of insecurity. Those who know that they are better than someone else never have to say it. Those who have something to brag about won't brag about it. They will let other people do the bragging for them. The most powerful man in the room is not going to announce that they are the most powerful man in the room. They're probably going to go into a different room, because if you are the most powerful person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Yeah.
You'll be around people that are inspiring you and making you grow and be better.
Yep. Yeah. I've gone to not wanting to talk about this. When something silly like this comes up, I really want to talk about it, because it's just silly. I'm more popular than Taylor Swift. Now, listen.
They are both household names.
They sure are.
Everybody in the world knows the name, whether you like either one of them or not.
You see her, the pictures of her up in the luxury box at the football game. She's all over Instagram, all over X, all over... all of these social media things, she's on your computer screen. And so the thing that, to just stick with Taylor Swift for a second, these deep fakes, these AI-generated photos of her, just plain dirty.
Yeah.
Under the guise of journalism. Back to journalism. We're talking about journalism off and on today. That's really...
Well, the deepfake pornographic ones. And she's not the only celebrity that falls victim to this. Not even, like, celebrity or not. She's not the only person. This is something that is going on more and more and running rampant. And it just, even if you know it's not your own body, that's still so violating.
It is. Yep. Anyway, there's apparently a licensing dispute. The music group that, they all have this BMI and there's ASCAP and there's Universal Music. They all license these artists like Taylor Swift and Drake and Adele and Billie Eilish and whoever's that. Anybody who's singing has to have a license. And I don't know how that all got started. It just basically is a shakedown, as they don't really do anything for you. But at any rate, that's the way the music business works. And so there is a licensing agreement between the Universal Music Group and TikTok that has expired. And that expired. And I think that they ought to let it go, because TikTok's no good. I was in the State of the City on Monday night, sitting next to somebody talking about TikTok. Mm-hmm. And how did they use TikTok to spread a certain story around in town? Excuse me. And I said, why would you want anybody to know anything about you? Why would you want the Chinese to know anything about you? That's what TikTok is all about. But people that are James' age don't get it. They don't care. They don't know. And I know I'm making a general statement here, but most people, that's where the TikTok audience is, right? Isn't most of the people who are on TikTok, they're ignoring the warnings that have come from pretty much every corner, and they're still using the thing. Go ahead.
It's based on who owns, like, the ownership of TikTok, because that the software that takes all of that information, it's not only on TikTok. It is on Meta products. It is on Google. When you do anything with Google, if you have a Gmail account, it is all over the place. It's just that those, at least, have a little bit more ownership of American businesses rather than a Chinese business. But as far as whether or not people have your information, they already do, because it's not just TikTok.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't like the atmosphere around it, frankly, or the vibe, if that's what you want to call it. Here's some interesting news about the world of hospitality. There have been a lot of people in this country, with good reason, becoming concerned about the health care, the status of health care workers. The wages have not gone up the way wages in other fields have gone up. So I decided I'd do a little research, and I found out that in terms of category, the one group of people that have seen unprecedented boosts in their pay are the people that work in hospitality. In the last year, the wages in the hospitality field have gone up on average of 30%. That's a pretty unexpected turn of events. The hospitality industry has pretty much been, it used to be the doctors and nurses got paid the highest or in that group, and now they're going in the other direction, and the people that used to be in the lowest paid occupation, like hospitality, there's a wage revolution going on there. Over the last couple of years, salary increases in the hospitality industry have been pushing the workers' wages up, excuse me, in some cases more than 30%. So that means, what does that mean? Hospitality workers, people that work in hotels, right? People that work in restaurants, people that work on cruise ships. Why do you think that the cruise ships, why do you think when you get on to whatever the cruise line is, mm-hmm. most of the people are Filipinos and they don't speak English, or they speak very little English, and they get paid next to nothing. They have their quarters, they're provided with food, and they live on the ship. And they just go around the world and they're willing to spend their money on. That was the philosophy of the people running these cruise lines. And I guess when you think about it, that's right, right? They get on, they get a job on a cruise liner, and they just live on the cruise liner, and they get their food free, and they get their clothing, they wear those outfits, and they're on duty 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. So why do you have to pay them a lot? I think that was the... I guess that was the prevailing thing there, but in terms of restaurants, waiters, waitresses, cooks, chefs, that kind of stuff, the people who work in the hotel to keep it clean. Have you noticed, depending on how much you spend for a room, it doesn't make much difference anymore? The sheets, you still wonder, I always wonder, what do they do when they come in to clean the room? How well do they vacuum the floor? How well do they really clean the sink? And the tub and the shower stall. What about the you just changed the pillowcase? What do you do? Who knows what was on that pillow the night before, right? Who knows who was sleeping?
I think they swapped them out, but have you noticed that they don't use comforters as much anymore anywhere?
No.
Because
those
were not getting cleaned.
Yeah. Yeah, awful. All right, some more food for thought here as usual on Good Day at 18 after the hour.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
If allergic to Skyrizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Three after the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, social media time. You can connect with us on our social media handle at Good Day Networks. Jay normally posts a question a day. It's always what, you know, there's always room for you and your thoughts. As they say, whether you're on Facebook or Instagram or X, it's at Good Day Networks. The big buzz today, and I mean serious, huge buzz, is on the hearing yesterday. Actually, there's been a focus on this pretty much all week. The five most prominent tech executives appeared at a hearing on Capitol Hill. They were certainly berated by lawmakers for creating a crisis in our country. They were accused of ignoring the spread of child sexual abuse material on their platforms. There were 4 hours of needling comments back and forth from the Senate Judiciary Committee, all appropriate in my mind, all aimed at Meta and X and these other outfits. As a matter of fact, a couple of senators said, that they had blood on their hands and that users would die waiting for them to make changes. Some of the other senators compared the tech firms to cigarette makers. The senators pressured the executives to say on the record whether or not they support the Kids Online Safety Act, which is something that has huge bipartisan support now from dozens of senators. It's posed by the ACLU, but okay, so what else do you expect? The Electronic Frontier Foundation says, no, this is censorship. This is one of the most remarkable things. Mark Zuckerberg and let's see here, Evan Spiegel apologized to parents at this hearing. The apologies were delivered after all of the stuff that I just explained. Apologies came first from Zuckerberg after he was confronted by Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri about issues like the number of girls who are exposed to unwanted nudity on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Meta product.
There was one family that lost a child who purchased drugs on Snapchat.
Yeah. Yep, right.
There are just no safety precautions to keep children safe. And the whole hearing itself was called Big Tech and the Online Child Sexual Exploitation Crisis.
Yeah. Well, it is, isn't it? What are you... I mean, I wonder about my children, not my children, but my grandchildren, and what they're going to confront, frankly. And, yeah, there are a bunch of old geezers that are in the Senate that maybe don't know how to use Facebook or they don't know how to use their device or whatever it is. But still, that doesn't change the urgency nor the focus of this. There were family members there whose children have been victims of all kinds of things, as Jay was saying, and then there's harassment. And Zuckerberg said, quote, "I'm sorry for everything you've been through." Well, you jerk, you're the one who basically enables it.
Yeah, where
so
are the
what are
words,
you doing?
"I'm sorry for not doing a better job with the companies to protect your children, to protect the children, to protect all children." It was one of those, like, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, rather than I'm sorry for what I did that made you feel that way.
Yeah. Anyway, he also said it's terrible. No one should have to go through the things that your families have suffered. Okay, but that still doesn't... What are you going to do about it there, Mr. Zuckerberg? And then he said, "This is why we've invested so much. Listen to this. And we're going to continue during industry-wide efforts to make sure no one has to go through the things your family has had to suffer." What do you mean? What are you doing? You could do something right now, right this second, right this minute, to stop purchasing, allowing drugs to be purchased at Snapchat, if you will. Right? And so this guy says, "I'm so sorry we have not been able to prevent these tragedies." Oh, my God, you can prevent them in 2 seconds. Just keep them off. You got all kinds of other ways of keeping people off who say things that you don't agree with. What a bunch of baloney. All right, well, let's see where it goes. 28 after, and I'm going to have to come.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House knows who killed 3 American troops in Jordan.
The group behind the attack in Jordan that resulted in the death of 3 American troops has been identified.
The attack was planned, resourced, and facilitated by an umbrella group called the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, which contains multiple groups, including Kitab Hezbollah.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby mentioned that the administration is considering a tiered response involving multiple actions over time. I'm John Schaefer.
Continued Iranian-backed attacks against U.S. and British warships in the Red Sea seem likely. Houthi militants in Yemen, stating their opposition to perceived aggression by the U.S. and Britain in their country, have expressed their intention to persist with such attacks. U.S. confirming Wednesday, American forces destroyed 10 new attack drones that were being prepared for launch in Yemen. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's
going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Grandma Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
That music, man, didn't it do it? And when he comes back, I'm going to get full of tears myself. He comes back and who played his wife? Holly? No, who was it that played his wife?
I've never seen this film.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen Castaway. I'm familiar with pretty much that one and only scene where he's crying to Wilson.
Yeah, Wilson's the basketball.
That the volleyball.
He's befriended, if you will. But when he's at the airport, when he's come back, when he's found and comes back, and Chris Noth walks into the room, oh my God. It just, you knew exactly when Chris Noth walks into the room and looks at Tom Hanks, and you know that he's going to tell him that he's married to the woman that he wanted to marry. It is just, my God.
And that actress is Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt, thank you.
Yep.
Yes, right. She's so sweet, so cute. She was just right for that part. And the scene in the rain, oh, oof. Okay.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
All the feels.
Isn't it the best? The best movies are the ones that bring out your emotions like that, right? The music.
The ones that make you still feel that way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, the music that makes you smile. I think when I'm out in my truck or car and something comes on the radio, I know when I start smiling because of the significance of the song and what it means. And the same happens with a good television program, you know, a good book, for heaven's sakes. Emotions that come out of on the page. I'm reading a book about, I have two books, I don't read many books, but sometimes when I get stuck on a plane that doesn't have good entertainment devices, I read this. There's a book I'm reading about dogs when they pass, and a book I'm reading about John Wayne's life. And I take the two of them with me, and I just, you know, sometimes if you're sitting at the airport or you're sitting, you know, on the plane waiting to take off, and I've done all of the things I can do with my device, I put it away, and I just get the book out. And I get lost so quickly. It really is cool. Isn't that the best part about when you are like a good book or a good song or something, when you get completely lost in it, as often can be the case. Silly songs like the Duke of Earl. Why do I get lost in that? Duke of Earl.
Yeah, melody is just amazing.
Right?
You can't get lost in it.
Yeah, you get lost in it. That's the Jackie Wilson. The Isley Brothers, you know, and you can fast forward, you know, depending on the age, people get lost in Frank Sinatra's lyrics, you know, and then you move, you get lost. Can you get lost in Taylor Swift's lyrics?
I was just thinking getting lost in Taylor Swift, but I'm glad you said it. Yes, yes, you can.
You can, okay. All right, well, mm-hmm. So that means it's good. That's why she's popular. She's more popular than Donald Trump, have you heard?
Even with the Beatles or just and Simon Garfunkel or anyone who just has this way of putting words together in such a poetic, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a troubadourish.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Great stuff. All right. Reality quotient setting in. The Fed's not quite ready to cut borrowing rates again. They left interest rates unchanged this week, first meeting of the year, hinted that their next move would be to lower rates from the current two-decade high position. Officials made it clear that they needed to see more progress on inflation. But does anybody sit there and think, oh, what am I going to do about inflation? No, nobody thinks so. They just go buy stuff. But the inflation rate affects what you buy. My friend, the car dealer has not had a great January because people aren't buying cars. They just kind of stopped. And now they seem to be, there's all those President's Day sales, right, for cars. It'll come out in a couple of weeks and then the business will take off like a shot. But it's been slow because if you have cash, it doesn't make any difference. Most of the people are cash buyers now for cars and homes because the interest rate's too high. Mm-hmm. So if you want to, and yet the economy is swell. No, look at the unemployment rate is like 3% or something, and then there's the, well, it's not really, those numbers are kind of fakey because they only, the 3% of people on unemployment are the people who are collecting, they still have government benefits. The people who have long gone off of government benefits, they're not counted, so it's like another 3%. But still, it's better than it was. Anyway, so if you're waiting to buy a house because you think the rates are going to go down. Actually, on mortgages, they have. There are banks now that are lending money on 30-year, well, the ARMs are sometimes lower than 6%. So, at any rate, there you go. Here's the story from the border. Yet another focus on the biggest fiasco. You can make a case, this certainly is today's biggest fiasco, but maybe one of the most difficult things that our country has ever had to explore or had to experience. So, if you look at the numbers the last couple of months, please, The number of migrants have streamed across the southern border into the U.S. like ants coming out of an anthill. And they're not even trying to sneak in anymore. They don't have to. They, in fact, go. There's a couple of examples of youngsters. Well, I guess they've been told. But young kids go up to the border agents and beg to come across the border. So what's the border agent going to do? Say, no, kid, or well, get his gun out and chase him back across the border?
But what happens when they do come in by themselves as children? Do they have anywhere to go?
Well, God knows.
Do they have anybody on the other side waiting?
Yeah. Well, but that's the surest way for you to come into the country and get in, is to come in as a child. And then but you ask the right question. Huh? Where do they go? What do they do? Ay, ay, ay. Okay. So how about something new when it comes to energy and technology? I have long been a supporter. I've said this a number of times. I'm supporting solar energy by putting a 3-acre solar farm on my farm. I'm going to not only produce enough electricity for my needs, but for about, looks to me like 4,500 other homes will get their power from the 3-acre solar farm that I'm going to put on my farm. Now, I'm not sticking on my chest and beating it. Oh, Doug, he's a great guy. The practical side to it. I don't like the companies that have monopolies, although you still have to do business with them. I don't want them to make, they're always going to make money no matter what, but they're so difficult to deal with. They're so annoying. You all know it's like dealing with a registry of motor vehicles. When you try to get something fixed, cities and towns all over the country have the leaders pull their hair out because they can't get these people from these companies to change poles or fix lines or anything. So, and I'm not saying that this particular development is going to put any of these companies out of business, because they'll probably end up controlling, as they do a lot of other things that have to do with energy. You notice now that these big companies don't call themselves the electric company. They call themselves energy companies, right? Because they're not just dealing in electricity, oil, whatever, but there are new nuclear reactor technology. We were on the brink of coming up with something, and guess what? Our friends in the current administration, and I don't want to, Jay and I are pretty transparent. There are so much stuff not to like and so many reasons not to vote for them. This is just another one. All right. So about 6 years ago, there was a proposal for the world's first floating nuclear power plant, because, nobody wants nuclear in their backyard, not in my backyard. Okay. So somebody who's really smart came up with an idea to do this. A guy happened to be a Russian. And this power plant is now in operation, and it sends energy to 200,000 people on land using new nuclear technology, small little nuclear reactors. And so where is that in American? I nose around everywhere and I try to find stuff that nobody else is going to talk about, because I think this makes for more interesting conversation. Later today at the water cooler, you can say to some of your coworkers, hey, did you know that there's a ship, a Russian ship, that's been docked in a port for now 3 or 4 years? It's a nuclear power plant, and it sends energy to all these people. And so how come we aren't doing it? Well, we could have, except these guys in the administration deep-sixed it. The EPA or the Environmental whatever word you want to use for them. So now the Chinese are getting in on the act, because the Russians aren't too good when it comes to technology, as Chernobyl proved. When it comes to nuclear energy, I'm not wanting them to build anything. But the Chinese are smart about it. And, of course, the Chinese steal everybody's ideas and make it their own. So with the Russian collaboration, they don't have to steal anything. The Russians say, hey, can you make this better than we can? And they said, yeah. So that's what they're doing. The Chinese are all over this. They're plowing billions of dollars into this will have huge global influence. And so now here comes America, third in line. China has now led in nuclear technology and construction, and the Russians are happy to, join it. There's a picture. You go online. You can see the picture of this boat. It's full of turbines and stuff. Do you see it, Jay? And the United States is sitting there with their fingers in their ear.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We should be right there on it. Right? 12%. We could have 12% of the world's power generated by boats like this in 10 years, 15 years. And there's no atmospheric pollution. It just kind of shows you these people that are, they say they're environmentalists and they want to save the planet. Do they really? Or are they just trying to get you to buy something? Are they just in business to sell you something? I want clean air.
Have you seen a lot of these environmental protesters who are still throwing paint on paintings at different museums and doing different things? Well, first off, all of those paintings are covered by glass, so they're not actually ruining anything. The environmentalists who are slashing tires of certain vehicles. More of the story that is talked about is what they did, not why they felt the need to do it. It's like their message gets completely lost because we've all been in these experiences where we're getting yelled at by a boss or something, and especially in like the earlier in my career, and I would always lose the message because of the tone. You know, you focus on the tone rather than the words, and that's kind of what a lot of these environmentalists are doing with the protests, where you're so focused on the tone, you forget what the message is. You miss the message.
Yeah, it's pretty drastic. All right, well, I'd like to think we could be the leader here, but we sure aren't at the moment. 48 after the hour. This is a good day program.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Well, looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or a full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here, because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes, all from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Past the hour, time now on the good day. Well, it's good day health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Ogdora, Florida. Remember, you can reach out to him anytime at 352-735-1400. You can reach out to us with your questions for Dr. Ken by dialing 855-999-3684. Is that a number that's easy? Do I do that too fast? Ken, do I need to? It's 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken, day or night. Help yourself. Here's a question that has been asked, and it's very pertinent. Why are there so many people sick right now? Respiratory virus season. You and I talked about this, I think, off the air as to what's going on, how I feel kind of weird because I've gotten this really virulent flu a couple of times in the last couple of months. I don't like it, and I'm trying to do something about it, because it's not me having the cough and stuff that seems to come around. And this is not COVID stuff either, right?
Well, it's all part of it. In the winter, these respiratory viruses are more potent. They spread more effectively. They last longer. And this year, we're getting a triple whammy like we've never had before. We have a very potent flu virus. We have COVID, a new variant, and we also have now RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, which usually affects the young, the newborns, the infants, and now it's affecting adults. So there's a triple whammy of viruses that are usually present this time of year, but they're present this year in much more intense forms. So it's just all of this coming together at the wrong time, and that's why it's been a rough season. The good news is it looks like, and this goes week to week, hopefully I can continue to say this, but it looks like the peak of this has come and it's coming down. So let's just hope that it continues to come down and just be careful in crowds.
All right. What are some of the symptoms of RSV? I think that's been, people hear it and they don't really know what the difference is between that and a virulent flu and COVID, because they're all kind of the same thing, aren't they?
Right. They all run together. They all have common symptoms. So even physicians can't tell this, and there are tests that need to be run. Flu has one. Obviously, COVID has one. But RSV asked me, what are the symptoms? Runny nose, sore throat, cough, headache. What does that sound like? Everything.
Something of the flu.
Specific. Exactly.
Yeah.
But those are the symptoms of RSV. So as a physician, it's so hard to tell. And the most common variant right now that we see in COVID-19 also has more of an upper respiratory, not the one that we saw originally back in 2020 that affected mostly the lungs. Now it's more sinus. So it's very confusing right now trying to diagnose this as physicians. Just think about being a patient, how rough this is.
Yeah, yeah.
And even I'm seeing some people who have strep throats that go to the doctors with these symptoms. I heard a couple just last week going to the doctor with these symptoms, and actually the doctor's diagnosing strep throat. So you have to throw that in there also in the mix right now. So there's really four possibilities of issues, and it's not easy being a doctor or a patient right now.
The reason I brought it up is because looking at hospital admissions, these stats for the last month or so, all these things we're talking about, the flu, RSV, COVID, are ticking up, or did during December, as you're suggesting. In January, they've gone down. And how many people are ending up in the hospital is a question. One of the things yesterday when I was giving blood, we're talking about Mass General and how the publicity for Mass General says we can't take any more people, the beds are all full. The reality is they don't have enough people to take care of the people that are in the beds. It isn't that the hospital's full. It's that they don't have enough people, nurses and staff, to take care of the people there. And that looks to me like a universal problem. Right? Am I right on that?
It's absolutely a problem. So, and, you know, be kind to your healthcare worker is a good idea. And any support that we can get would be much appreciated. And it is very hard to right now. That's a big problem.
Yeah. Well, I think that we keep our eye on it, and there are always going to be questions. And I think maybe because so many people are sick, it'll be a good thing for us, maybe in this section, the Good Day, the questions on Good Day Health for Ken, questions for Dr. Ken, to deal with not only the sickness, but how to keep yourself, if you're not sick, how to keep yourself that way. So that comes up perhaps next week in our questions for Dr. Ken. Ken and Doug here at 59 after the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.